Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter at David Glenn Show or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.
So it's an unusual week in the ACC football regular season because there are only four games. But at least in one sense, it's an incredibly important weekend for one school and its embattled football coach. I'm talking about Boston College and head coach Steve Addazio. He is in year four. And whereas it is mostly off the ACC football radar, as Clemson is still undefeated in the national championship picture, and Louisville, which hosts NC State this weekend, number seven in the nation, the Cardinals, still in the national championship picture. ACC has a spotlight game on Thursday night with 4-2 Miami visiting 4-2 Virginia Tech. And North Carolina at 5-2 has a chance to repeat as Coastal Division champion. The Tar Heels visit 2-4 Virginia. When you hear some negative records, you may worry about that coach, but keep in mind around the ACC, Dino Babers is only 3-4 at Syracuse, but he's in year one there. Bronco Mendenhall has a losing record out of the gate at UVA, 2-4, as he hosts the Tar Heels. But he's at year one there. Mark Richt isn't winning as much as the Canes fans would like. Back-to-back losses to Florida State and UNC are disappointing for the Hurricanes. But he's in year one there. And all of these guys, Mendenhall at BYU, Richt at Georgia, Babers at a couple different places, etc., even if they're a little slower out of the gate than preferred, they're in year one, and everybody gets that, understands that. Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech, year one, is actually out of the gate pretty solidly at 4-2 as his Hokies host the 4-2 Hurricanes in that Thursday night game. Elsewhere, when you're losing and you've been there a while longer, the picture is not nearly as pretty. And if you and I had any game to pick, and we were just neutral observers, the fourth pick of the four this weekend would be Syracuse at Boston College. But the contrast is striking, and if you're Steve Addazio, the fourth-year head coach of the Eagles, you have to be a little bit worried about this reality. Syracuse comes to Boston College on a weekend where everybody's going to be watching more of those other games in much higher numbers. Miami, Virginia Tech, NC State, Louisville, North Carolina, Virginia, for various reasons. Low attendance has been a problem for Eagles football since they joined the ACC. It's been a downward trend. And lo and behold, in the other revenue sport, men's basketball, guess what? Attendance has been down big since the Eagles joined the ACC. Couple quick numbers from a Boston Globe article earlier this year. Season ticket football sales down 60% since the Eagles joined the ACC more than a decade ago. Basketball attendance down about 50% in the same time. Now, Eagles revenue is up because of their ACC affiliation. They actually have success in many other sports, including ice hockey, for example. But in the two biggest revenue sports, those downward trends are extremely alarming, season ticket sales and attendance. And of course, they're directly tied to horrible performances by those teams on the field. So you have the juxtaposition. Think about this now. Former Eagles star football players, Matt Ryan, star quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, Luke Kuechly, star linebacker for the Carolina Panthers. These are NFL superstars who wore the Boston College jersey, and they're making media appearances this week on behalf of Boston College, reflecting on their memories of mostly good things when they were wearing the Eagles football-specific uniform. They're doing great things in the NFL. They're reflecting on great things that happened in Chestnut Hill for them and with them, and yet the backdrop is an Eagles athletic department that can't seem to win a single conference game nowadays. Last year, remember, was the Golden Donut. They went 0-18 in ACC play under Jim Christian in conference games, basketball, and they went 0-8 under Steve Addazio during the football season. Now the Eagles are off to the 0-3 start in conference play this year. Continuation of an incredibly alarming trend. Oh, by the way, Jim Christian back for year three as the Eagles men's basketball coach. After that 7-25 year two, including 0-18 in conference play, he's picked by almost everybody to finish 14th or 15th in a 15-team basketball league, meaning it'll probably be a third year of misery in a row for Jim Christian in men's basketball, as Steve Addazio is in year four as the football head coach. Think of another juxtaposition. Dino Babers has not been shot out of a cannon at Syracuse. They take a losing record to the Heights. 3-4 Orange visiting the 3-3 Eagles. However, and this is important, Dino Babers is an offensive guy who's famous for putting his best athletes on offense, throwing the ball around, and having some fun. And even though Syracuse has a losing record, they've put up some points at times, including enough points to shock Virginia Tech just last week. Dino Babers might end up with a losing record, but you know what? He has a signature victory at home over a Virginia Tech team that went into that game leading the Coastal Division of the ACC. He also has other games this season where he has put up huge offensive numbers, the theory being that if you have to lose in your early years, at least be entertaining while you're losing, right? Contrast that Syracuse football picture in year one under Dino Babers, maybe a losing season, but some entertainment and some victories along the way, with year four under Steve Addazio at Boston College. 0-3 start in conference play, 3-3 start overall, and Addazio's record is starting to look a lot like that of his predecessor, Frank Spaziani. If you need a little bit of a refresher, Frank Spaziani, listen to these numbers now. He was the head coach of the Eagles for 4 years after being promoted from Tom O'Brien's defensive coordinator when O'Brien left to take the NC State job. Listen to the Spaziani numbers through 4 years when he got fired and compare them to the Steve Addazio numbers now in year four. Frank Spaziani, first 2 years, 8-5 and 7-6, made bowls both season. Year three, 4-8. That's alarming, but he kept his job. Year four, the basement, 2-10, got fired. Contrast, compare, parallel that with Steve Addazio in year four at Boston College. Same first 2 years, virtually. 7-6 and 7-6, went to the postseason both years. Exactly as Spaziani did in his first 2 years, continuing a Boston College tradition where, remember, at one point, they had more consecutive bowl trips than just about anybody in all of America. It was another proud part of the fabric of BC football. But similarly to Spaziani, 7-6 and 7-6 were followed by a year three alarm bell season, 3-9. But like Spaziani, just as Spaz kept his job after the 4-8 in year three, Steve Addazio kept his job after the 3-9 of a year ago. Well, here we are in year four, folks. And when Spaziani dropped all the way to 2-10, he was shown the door in year four. Steve Addazio is 3-3, but when you look at the rest of the schedule and the way Boston College is playing right now, and those details do matter, you can't hang your hat on wins over UMass, Wagner, and Buffalo. Those are the three wins. They lost to Georgia Tech in Ireland in a close one. They were annihilated 49-0 by the same Virginia Tech team that Syracuse just figured out a way to beat. And they were annihilated on Red Bandana Night by Clemson, 56-10. Now, that's the number three team in the nation, but 3-3 includes three wins that you can't get all that excited about, and two of the three losses were in truly embarrassing, ugly, avalanche-style fashion. When you think of a schedule, maybe you could beat Syracuse this weekend. You got to go to NC State. You still have Louisville at home. You have to go to Florida State. You have to go to a Wake Forest team that's 5-2 right now, and you have UConn out of conference. Well, maybe year four under Steve Addazio is 4-8 instead of Frank Spaziani's 2-10. Would that be enough for him to keep his job? Again, Boston College has a wonderful endowment as a college. That's not an issue. Boston College is making a lot of money as an athletic department, in large part, because of its affiliation with the ACC over this last decade plus. Jim Christian's making only about $1 million or so a year, and he's headed into only year three with the Eagles men's basketball program. Steve Addazio makes well more than $2 million a year, and he's heading into year four. The Boston College athletic director, Brad Bates, who took over in 2012, hired both Jim Christian and Steve Addazio and has almost nothing to show for it right now. And even as BC, eventually will have to make a decision about Jim Christian and might have to make a decision about his football coach Steve Addazio by the end of this season. There are reports that Brad Bates, the Boston College athletic director, has been told by BC officials that it might be a good idea for him to look around just in case he needs to find a new job. Addazio does have a contract through the 2020 season. Some people might read that and say, well, how could they possibly fire him? Just remember that your entire $2-plus million is usually not guaranteed. It's usually not the full $2 million a year for every year remaining on your existing contract. It's usually significantly less than that. And Boston College, folks, is at a point where if it had to swallow a couple million in buyout money for Steve Addazio in football, the sport that pays even more bills by a lot than men's basketball does, when you're at a point where season ticket sales are down in football by 60%, when attendance is down in basketball by 50%, in comparison to where they were a decade or so ago when the Eagles joined the ACC while having a much more successful tradition on the field and on the court, that becomes a complicated financial situation. And maybe the buyout of Steve Addazio, if it came to that, would be justified by some excitement if you find the next right guy for BC football the way they had found that right guy so many times in the past. An athletic director who might not be on the best terms with the president of the university. Embattled coaches, year three Jim Christian in men's basketball, with no end in sight to that misery, at least not this coming season. Steve Addazio, year four. You better get a win against Syracuse this weekend. Dino Babers has already made friends in year one at Syracuse. You need this win more than he does. Why? Because when Frank Spaziani had the 2-10 disaster in his fourth year, he was fired. And the difference between somehow, some way, Steve Addazio scratching and clawing from his current 3-3 record and making a bowl game, that would make him three bowls in four seasons. That is usually not a resume that gets you fired, even if season ticket sales are down. But if you drop to a 3-9 disaster, a 4-8 disaster perhaps, and listen to that schedule again, it ain't easy. UConn, Wake, Florida State, Louisville, NC State, Syracuse is as good a chance as a win as any remaining game on the Eagles football schedule. If you're Steve Addazio, people like you. You're a high-energy guy. You won at Temple as a head coach. You were part of successful programs at Florida and elsewhere as an assistant coach. You're one of their own raised in the New England area. They don't want to fire you. But when season ticket sales and attendance are down to that degree, when Matt Ryan and Luke Kuechly are in town with nothing to celebrate about the current state of Eagles football, when Syracuse is visiting and they're more excited under a first-year coach, maybe even during a losing season, than Eagles fans are about their fourth-year coach during maybe a second straight losing season. Folks, that's an ugly picture. And Brad Bates, the athletic director, might be the one to make that decision, but if he's really on shaky ground, he might not be. It's a weird weekend in ACC football with only four games. Enjoy the high-profile ones. Miami at Virginia Tech on Thursday night. NC State almost upset Clemson. Maybe they make a run at number 7 Louisville on early Saturday afternoon. UNC is chasing another Coastal Division title as it visits UVA. Out of the spotlight, you might not even think about it, and I don't blame you. Syracuse is meeting Boston College in a 12:30 game on the ACC network. For Dino Babers, it's just another game to try to change how people think of Orange football, but he's only in year one. For Steve Addazio, remember the Frank Spaziani story. It's year four. He's staring in the face of a possible 3-9 season, and his job, to whatever degree, is on the line. A win against the Orange wouldn't make all those issues go away, but it could be an important step in the direction of a bowl game, which is exactly the kind of thing that might allow Steve Addazio to keep his job.
Catch up on all the best David Glenn Show interviews at accsports.com/David Glenn.